Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why not us? Let's go. I'm the cynic. They're 13-2. And yeah, three and out. It seemed like a game where you're watching the game and you felt like, well, they should be leading by 14. This isn't gymnastics, which is great, by the way. This isn't figure skating. Also great. You win the game. That's the point. I think that's the point, isn't it?
You play to win the game.
Do we have that somewhere?
Hello?
Hello?
I'll get
you
it.
Play to win the game. They're 13-2. The head coach is 33-16. All they do since he took over, basically, is win close games. The league is set up to have every game up for grabs in the fourth quarter.
You play to win the game.
Wait for it.
Hello?
There we go. That's the key, the hello. Alec Lewis had a great stat a couple weeks ago. It was like 75-80% of the games, 8 points or less. So we sit here and talk about, it's another close game. Every game is close. They're 13-2. The Eagles just lost their quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
They had won 10 straight. Half their team hates each other. Half the time the coach is fighting with the stands. The Lions are ready to play Alex Karras. Al Kaline, they're going to take from the grave. And they're going to put them out there. They got nobody. The Packers are better. But didn't the club go to Lambeau? Weren't they leading? Was it 28-0? What was the lead in Lambeau this year earlier? Huge lead, right?
It was a big lead. Yes, they were crushing them.
AFC. Plenty of good teams. But is there one team this year where you go, whoa, super team? The Chiefs, I get that we give huge deference to Reed and Mahomes, so do I.
They've earned it.
And by the way, they keep winning close games. Do they look like some monster that no chance? Josh Allen's the best player in football this year, right?
Buffalo looks like the class of the AFC right now.
Right? I could score a touchdown against them. They're terrible defensively. Why not us? Why not? You have a quarterback. The debate is over, by the way. I have been in the camp with a lot of people for a while. Let's see how it plays out. It's over. At minimum, they will franchise Sam Darnold, or else the Vikings need to lose their franchise. That's it. There's no chance they're just going to lose him for a third-round draft choice. None, zero, zilch. He's not going to just completely turn into Christian Ponder over, let's say, the next three games. Let's say against Green Bay, Detroit, and whoever they might play in the playoffs. He's established himself in a year when he's by far the best free agent quarterback out there. By far. And yes, there's some guys in the draft, but by the way, nobody in the draft is viewed as like Manning or Aikman or me with an Itzball. Like Shadur and Cam Ward, people like, maybe they'll be amazing, but nobody's like, wow, let's build a franchise around. They might be Hall of Famers. So at minimum, and I'm here also to extol, I am, maybe it's the Christmas spirit. I am only here basically to praise this club.
Wow. Were you visited by spirits last night?
I haven't had a drink in 9 days. Maybe that's it. Not a drop since the WCCO radio party.
Wow.
Yeah. Although I did text Cowley today. It might be a half hour today.
I mean, the dry spell has to end sometime.
It's our only day of the week we're working.
Celebrate.
Look, let's come out a little cool in the gang afterwards.
No.
What?
We got Christmas tunes.
Celebrate. Good times.
No,
come on.
Not today. We've got
come
the best
on.
Of the
That's
best.
That's the key. You got to say, come on. Give me a little bit.
I won't do that.
Celebrate good times.
Come on.
A little more. Let's try one more time. Celebrate good times.
Come on.
That's it.
Let's celebrate.
Let's celebrate. Oh, I like the shoulders, too.
There's a party going on down here.
You have a coach.
Yes.
Who has just got it. Sometimes people have it. Like you meet somebody, they walk in the room, and everybody's drawn to them. That's Kevin O'Connell.
Well, you talk about him. I'm just going to Ziggy in the background.
Oh, my God. Honestly. Again, let's go to it again. This is about the eighth or ninth time. There is nothing in my life that brings me more joy than Hunter Griffin and Quentin. And I had some Hunter time this weekend. It's plenty of Quentin time. I didn't see Griff, but I will stand in front of a moving train at 500 miles an hour for these kids, right? Just like you were for your kids. But Ziggy, in his look, I think he needs an ankle bracelet on him when he's around Kevin O'Connell.
I watch the viral speeches now only to find Ziggy amongst that and see how big the smile can be.
Okay, I watch because it is inspirational and you get emotional, but I am waiting. I'm waiting until again when Kathleen gave birth to Hunter, the greatest moment of my life. You know, and that doesn't mean I love him any more than the others, but that first kid's like, oh my God, we have a child. And it came out, he was adorable. He peed all over right away, too. You know, he had hair on him. You know, when kids have hair on them, they're good looking. I wasn't that excited as Ziggy is when he's in the locker room.
Not even close.
I get why. Because his club can win the Super Bowl. So O'Connell gets it. He relates to all sorts of players. I hear, by the way, when he has to be a badass behind the scenes, he can do that. Not much, but he's that guy. Then you got Flores. Was obviously one of the two or three best defense coordinators in the game. And for some reason, my algorithm lately on the TikTok, some of the 85 Bears have popped up. You know, and Dick could basically the offense, and Buddy's got the defense. Those two guys couldn't stand each other. These guys all love, right? But O'Connell, 90% just lets B-flow be B-flow.
It's worked out fairly well.
And they've stayed mainly healthy. Yes, Cashman was out for a while. And now Harrison Smith missed a game. And Jalen Redmond, who 3 weeks ago nobody had heard of, well, he missed a couple games. Now Ivan Pace has come back. They've stayed relatively healthy. Now, maybe their second most talented player is not playing, but that deal Kwesi made for Cam Robinson turned out to be a considering they gave up, what, a six-round draft choice?
Nothing.
Spielman would have nine of those at this point.
They win the close games. They have explosive plays.
You know, so often these other teams, the Vikings, it was, okay, dink, dunk, and then maybe their defense would be great. Defense hasn't been dominant, and they'll be helped a lot, like, with Pace coming back, and especially considering how much the Packers run the ball, right? Because they run it a ton, and getting those three guys back against the run will be useful. And Harrison Smith's not the same player once was, but he's still excellent. I was ready to start the show talking again about Darnold because Darnold was phenomenal on some of those throws yesterday. I think his best throw was the first Jefferson touchdown. The one where it's in the corner of the end zone and Jefferson barely reacts. For pure throw, now for pure play, it's the winning throw where he steps up, he escapes on the wrong foot. Just an absolute missile dart.
The exact spot it needed to be.
The spot it had to be in. Jefferson's going to catch that ball 999,000 out of a million because he's Jefferson. Addison's good. Hawkinson's good. O'Neal is good. The defense is littered with good players. Why not? I'm not guaranteeing they're going to win the Super Bowl. But it was just another reminder where, oh, God, yeah, it's too close, the three and outs. And you're like, they're 13-2.
If they win the Super Bowl by three, half of Vikings fans, well, I mean, could have won it by two scores.
I'll admit, I listened to my former station, The Fan, I listened to some of the post game, and like the first eight calls were like, what about this? What about that? And finally, Russo texts Nordo and said, they win the game? I'm like, thank you, Russo. I wanted to text Russo the same thing. And I'm the cynic. Jump on board. They can win the Super Bowl. Do you agree with me, Dave Eric? They can win. Why not? There's nobody they should.
They're one of the three best teams in the NFC and the only one without serious injury issues.
And on a neutral site, I would take them over those NFC teams. And by the way, because the Lions have so many defensive players out, what is it, 16?
Roughly.
I'm not exaggerating.
No,
I think it is 16 defensive players.
It varies,
right.
But yes.
Yeah. I'd take them because they got a quarterback who wins games. And since the Jacksonville debacle, because he was terrible in that game, he's got 15 touchdowns. And one interception. And they've won eight in a row?
Yeah.
Is that where we're at?
Yes, it is.
They can win the Super Bowl. What do you want to say? We're going to go to Mary Jo Copeland in 15 minutes. So we'll bring God in the conversation. Because maybe my opening question should be, Mary Jo, does God want the Vikings to finally win this?
Is he a Vikings fan this year?
Is it about time God steps up? Is he doing school right now? I don't think I'll go there. But never know. Maybe Mary Jo will. She's a sports fan.
Get her on the Gjallarhorn.
Get Mary Jo Copeland on the Gjallarhorn Sunday. Why not? She is truly one of the most amazing people we have in the state, if not the most amazing. What do you want to say? Text or call? They can win the Super Bowl. Stop your doubting. 651-461-9226.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I assume Dave's playing this because the ball club is 13-2 and they win tough guy games, dude. This isn't a finesse, soft team, you know, a dome team that can't go on the road. They win on the road. They beat physical teams. They play physical football. So that's it. As a texter says, why not us? Why not now? Why not? It has to happen at some point. For some reason, I'm thinking it's January 13, 1977. Someone correct me. They block Ray Guy's punt, Fred McNeil. I think it might have been second down. They hand Brent McClanahan. He fumbles. And that was it. The Raiders would blow out the Vikings 32-14. And we know the close calls since. Anderson hasn't missed a field goal in 2 years. We got it all down. Trying to cut Brett Favre's body in half. Why not? Realistically, we will be the number five seed. That means probably we'll have to win 3 straight road games, go to Super Bowl. Just isn't going to happen. Extremely bad luck. Ah, negativity, come on! Again, I'm normally the person that does that. I'm realistic. Guy, I'm being realistic here. They're a great football team. The kicker is fantastic. The puncher is solid. They make good special teams plays. Aaron Jones, yeah. The fumbling issues could loom at some point. But Aaron Jones makes plays. They have so many reasons to be excited about it. Chad, my father-in-law, the biggest Viking fan, passed away last year. So I have no doubt they'll win the Super Bowl this year. Let's do it for the father-in-law.
Yes, why not?
Let's go. This is why we're making me even more happy when they lose and rip the hearts out of every Viking fan out there. Go, Pack, go. Well, if this person thinks he or she is getting me, you're not, because I'm not a fan. I'm just an observer. The one team I still care about, they're playing awful. Now, do I have plenty of friends over at the Vikings? Sure, I do. I'd like to see them be happy. O'Connell just came on the show. Seems like a great guy. But as a pure fan, the only team I actually still care about whether they win or lose, the Wolves, and they're just driving me nuts right now. I put in more defensive effort than Julius Randle right now, and I'm watching the game on the couch. But the Packers are in that mix. They can win it. Mm-hmm. All I know is the Vikings and Packers played one time this year, and the Vikings were toying with them. And then momentum changed, And Green Bay did make it a very close game. Guess what? Who won that close game?
I believe the Vikings did in Lambeau Field.
Close game. That is the point. Chad, I really love to see you and all the Vikings fans get excited about how the team is doing. Yes, the season, any team can win the Super Bowl. Again, I'm just being the neutral observer right now and pointing out I get tired when every Viking fan says, oh, complain about everything. Leave that to me. Seattle, not a great team.
No. It's still a game over 500, though, even with the loss yesterday.
Yeah. How many years did the Vikings lose that game? Against a team that's decent, certainly three outstanding wide receivers, quarterback will make some plays, and Leonard Williams on defense. Woo, he's a monster. But they win those games right now. So, again, this isn't a guarantee. I probably should have just done that because what's going to happen?
Yeah, you'll be fine either way.
I'm okay.
You ready to do it?
No, I'm not. Vikings win the Super Bowl against a team that commits stupid penalties like Seattle did. Weak. They've ended up defeating some pretty good teams right in front of them. They lost to Detroit in an extraordinarily competitive game when Detroit was still healthy. Why am I now briefly blanking on the other game they lost right now?
The Rams.
That's right.
The Rams. 2 weeks in a row, right?
That's right.
And they were beaten fairly soundly in that game.
They were. That was decisive. Meanwhile, the Rams are one of those weird teams where 1 week you think, whoa, watch out for the Rams, and you think, whoa, they're going to have about the 12th pick in the draft.
Yeah, and that was the week, what, Cooper came back and the other guy?
Puka.
Puka, yes.
Not a hookah. That's something you were doing in high school. Puka.
Buka?
Puka.
Like the Italian place?
Yes. No.
Yes, Puka.
Puka. Puka shells. They may still wear Puka shells.
I think those are hookah shells.
No, I think Michael Thompson. Wasn't Michael Thompson wearing the Puka shells? That's what I think of when I think of the Puka shell. Somebody's very mad, too, that I was having fun with Susie. First of all, there wasn't. The Luigi story, obviously, is incredibly serious. We just had it. Network news. I think we should go back and forth on the news all the time myself. I really do. That's how most stations do it now. I think we should do more of that. We don't yuck it up on serious stories. But do we interject a little bit? And to be honest, one person is a nice person trying to buy Christmas gifts, talking about the roads, and then a lot of people are pooping. We weren't exactly breaking a lot of news there.
Agree to disagree.
Oh, you think all that was just cutting edge stuff?
That doesn't have to be cutting edge, but news is news, Chad.
But we can have fun with that. Well, stop playing your part right now. Stop it. 34 past 12. Mary Jo Copeland is next.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.